This is Food for Thought. Call Carol at 866-823-1077. And now, it's Food for Thought.
Good afternoon and welcome to Food for Thought with Carol. And joining me today is Chef Patrick Hall.
Hello, hello.
Yes, and it is a... It's so dreary outside
today. Holy rain.
I know.
I'm telling you, I was driving around and there's like, I mean, I saw one whole section of the road that was getting washed out.
Yeah.
And they had the police were staged there.
Really?
Because it was just, it was coming, it was up in Tilton and I was driving around doing some chores for the restaurant and I was up there and it was just huge. I had to drive through it. So it was like water coming up the side of my car.
Oh my gosh. So,
It's been ridiculous. Yeah. And then... Oh, it's crazy. So I was running around picking up all sorts of stuff, and then on top of that, have you been to Kitchen Collection
on Main Street?
No, well, I don't know if there's one on Main Street here, but I mean the one up in the Tilton Outlet Malls.
No.
Yeah, the Kitchen Collection. So they have all sorts of kitchen stores. So I had to go pick up some KitchenAid mixers today, and so they have them on sale. They're the refurbished ones for like $199.
You're kidding? That's really generally inexpensive.
What are they usually? What, like $300-$400?
$300, I think. Yeah. I think they start at $299.
$299, yeah. So I mean, they had refurbished ones, and I had bought a refurbished one there before, and I still have it like 20 years ago. So I loaded. I got four of them, and then they gave me a discount. So I'm like, yep, because all the students. I mean, I'll get them.
Did
the restaurant,
get colors.
I just picked. She was like, what color do you want? I'm like, I don't care. Just give me four of them. So
you don't even know what colors you got.
Well, I do. I got black. There's a silver. There's two silvers, black, and then there's a metallic one or something like that. They said so.
That's really good to know.
Yeah.
So they have all Tilton Outlets, Kitchen Collections.
So I load them up in the back of my car, this is the worst. I don't know if you're right, but so I was pulling a trailer a couple of weeks ago, but I left the ball hitch in there.
Yeah.
And so I'm unloading them, and I'm walking around. I forget it's there. And whack! My shins, right in the shins.
That.
Oh my God, that is the worst. Feeling in the world. You see a big guy laying in a puddle crying because my shin's throbbing. Oh, that is the worst thing ever. Oh man.
Oh,
so trying to unload those
in
the kitchen.
I'm laughing.
No, it is funny because I know it's there. I could see it right there. And then I try to walk around. Oh, so bad. And it's like one of those pains that just like shoots through your body.
Yes.
Like you feel like you got to throw up or something. You're just like, I'm like instantly crying in the parking lot. I'm like, what's that big guy crying for over there? So, but yeah, no. And then I'm getting rained on and all that sort of stuff. So
it was boring.
Yeah.
And this morning too, when I woke up, it was like around 7:30, 8 o'clock. It was so dark.
Yeah. Yeah.
It was like really dark. I was like, what the heck?
Yeah. Did you see the moon the other night?
Wasn't it crazy?
Yeah, it was crazy.
Oh my gosh. That was
beautiful.
What
a beautiful night too. So,
yeah.
But I love this weather. I love the fall weather.
I do too. So I love it.
Like I said, apples blooming and it's like, it's one of my favorites.
Did you go apple picking yet?
I didn't go apple picking, but I just went and bought bags of apples.
Yep. We went apple picking on Saturday at Max Apples and got some delicious Honeycrisp apples. Well, and then Daryl made his apple pie.
I saw that. I saw that on Facebook.
He made his apple pie and I made my pizza in the
There
pizza
you go. How did it work?
I love it.
Now, what kind? I was looking on it. What kind of pizza did you guys make?
I did a couple different cheeses. I put corn in.
Did you
like,
pizza? Corn? Corn was a nice touch
corn,
that Mike did.
Wasn't
the other day.
It? That was really different. And when Daryl saw me with the corn, I got an ear of corn and we, took the corn off. Daryl was like, corn in the pizza? I go, Mike did it. I said, it was really good.
Adds a nice little sweetness to it. You can even char it up
there. It was different,
I love, sometimes, like with those pizzas and stuff, if you do, funky ones, sometimes I'll do like almost like a Mexican pizza.
Yeah.
Put like a little Mexican sauce, but with the corn and then black beans too.
That would have been good. I did put in some, I love poblano peppers, so I sliced up some poblanos nice and thin and I sauteed them a little bit in olive oil before I put them on the pizza and put that on the pizza too.
Yeah.
So it was really good.
Yeah, poblanos.
A little bit of meatball and some pepperoni.
It'll look good. I'm telling you. You're going to rule the world with that pizza pizzazz.
The only thing, and I even got dough that I rolled out, which, I always say I will never roll out dough because it makes a mess and all that. But the only thing that that was not right was my dough was too thick.
Oh, yeah.
I don't like my pizza that thick. And I've never rolled out dough before, so I didn't know. And kind of like when you put it on, it looks thin. But then when you cook it, it kind of rises up a little bit.
Yeah.
So that was the only thing that I didn't like.
It's almost like you got to roll it out first and let it sit for a little while.
Yes.
And see how it rises and then tamp it back down. That dough Mike had was very good, but it didn't look like he was giving up the recipe too easy.
That's so funny.
He was holding on to it, you know. So
I put some Healthy Solutions spice blends in the dough also.
Oh, did you?
I did the same thing.
That's great.
Yeah, that was pretty cool.
Yeah, I'm pretty impressed. I was I got those home and we grilled up some steaks the other day and I used it in April and I and and she liked it. She was it was good. Nice little spice blend, you know. So, you know, a lot of times, like I said, you know, I get home and, you know, those blends are good because, you know, your spices take up room in your kitchen, whatever like that. So I have a whole drawer just packed with them, you know, and you got to use them up too.
Yes.
You know, because so if you buy one whole jar of each and every little one, you know, then all of a sudden, you know, if you don't use it after a while, it usually takes about 6 months to hold on to it, to a dry spice.
Only 6 months?
6 months to a year.
Really?
They say, yeah. You, generally, you don't want to go over that because they will go stale and they'll lose their potency.
So it'll lose their spunk. Yep. Okay.
Yeah. So we try to
that's
keep
a
them.
Good tip.
But, you know,
I didn't tell
in you know, like the smaller containers of spices. But that's good for like a spice blend because if you have that on hand, you know, you don't have to buy all the other ones.
Right.
So
it's true.
It's pretty good.
That's
you
true.
Know, so.
And then, you know, I don't know about you, but I know my spice cabinet is like so packed and then you know like when you're in the grocery store and you're you know buying some ingredients for things and then you're like, oh, I don't know if I have you know cumin at home, so I better buy one, and then you end up you have like three at home.
Yeah,
it's like
yeah,
so
I do that all the time.
I do too.
Cumin is one of the things that so I have like a little you know spice you know that I always have to have. Chili powder, cumin because I make a lot of chili, granulated garlic, onion powder. And generally, I'll do thyme. I put thyme in every single thing. So those are my spice go-to spices.
Ooh,
yeah.
Okay.
And you always have your like little speed rack as a chef of little things. So I do that. I'll you know olive oil, obviously.
Yes.
And then white balsamic vinegar.
Balsamic. Yeah, now, why white balsamic?
Because it's just got a nice sweetness to it. I don't know what it is, you know, but or sometimes, you know, if you ever make like a bruschetta or anything like that, and if you use, you know, regular balsamic, it kind of just, you know, it's got, you got the dark color of it, and it tastes fine and everything like that. I don't know, something into me, like when I do that, and like I want to chop fresh cilantro or put basil or something, I want to see that, but sometimes that, the darkness to the basil drowns it out, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And almost like if you're going to make bruschetta and you put it on there and it soaks through the bread. I don't like that for some reason, you know.
No,
so,
I know what you mean.
Yeah, so you know, that's what I, you know, that's my whole shtick is as far as home rep, you know, ingredients, you know, to keep on hand and stuff like that. So
nice, good tips. Well, yeah. I did pass my scuba diving written exam last night. I was so happy that I passed that.
Was it a difficult one?
Well, Daryl sat next to me, and I kind of peeked on his a couple of times.
So it wasn't a big strain.
It is difficult.
Oh, yeah.
Our instructor Seth, he's awesome. But you got to know a lot. Are you a scuba diver?
No, I've just done like, you know, snuba diving and stuff like that. But I've never taken an official course.
Oh man, you need to know a lot of stuff. I'll tell you. Yeah. We've been studying for it, and I'm not used to studying things.
Yeah.
So
it's been a while.
It was a little difficult. Okay, Andrew just put on there's an accident reported on I-89. Right by exit 2 around the median. One of the cars involved may have hydroplaned. State police are all over northbound and southbound.
It's crazy. On the way down here, I saw two accidents. Cars off the side of the road. Yeah.
Be careful.
It's definitely a slick. So, you know, can't go too fast or else. Yeah.
Right.
I could see where you'd hydroplane and stuff like that. You know. So.
I think it's a nice day to just go home, make some soup and.
That is, you know, that's what you get the feeling, especially, you know, like I woke up this morning and it's like, I didn't want to get out of bed, you know, it was just raining and you could tell about it and all that sort of stuff. And I was just like, oh, I'm going to stay here forever, you know, so.
And what time was that?
That's 7 o'clock usually. Well, probably 6:30, 7 o'clock. So I got to get the girls on the bus and you know, so I drove my other daughter to the bus stop, you know, being a good dad, not making her sit out in the rain, you know. So I was like, well, my day, we had to go out there and stand out in the rain.
Yeah, we sure did. And we walked a long way to the bus stop.
No, the bus stops, they pick them right up at the house now.
Yeah.
You know, my daughter's got to walk over the next street. But I mean, my oldest daughter, you know, because she's in seventh grade. But any, like the younger kids, like the second graders and stuff like that, my younger daughter's in, and they'll pick it right up, which is good, you know, because you don't have to. You know, like I said, it's, you know, even she's, you know, she's seven. So it's like, you know, I still want to keep an eye on her, you know.
Of course.
So, you know, I don't know. It just seems like that, you know, in today's world, like it's more. I mean, I think when I was seven, I was feel like I was like all over the neighborhood.
No kidding. You know, we walked far too.
Yeah. And then, you know, my mother would be like, hey, you know, come home when the street lights come on or something
exactly.
like that. I'm like, what time is that?
If you said that to the kids now, they'd be like, what are you talking about?
The street lights come on, you know, or they'd holler, Pat, you know, so I come running back, you know, so it's pretty, true. It's pretty crazy. So.
Now everybody just has cell phones too.
Yeah, exactly.
Whip out your cell phone.
Yeah, absolutely. So.
Okay. Okay, today's food holiday is, there's a couple of them. It's National Mulled Cider Day.
Oh, mulled cider.
Yeah. Today. Now, what is mulled cider?
Mulled cider is, well, you heat up cider. So you get your fresh cider, and then you heat it up. I usually use orange peels, and then you throw some, like, you know, like cinnamon inside there, cinnamon sticks.
Okay.
You can add some sugar. Sometimes some people add, like, brown sugar or something to it. But you just kind of spice it up is what you do. Some people put clove. I don't like using clove, but some people put clove.
I don't like clove either.
I hate it. There's a couple of spices I don't like, and that's one of them.
Yeah, I don't either.
You know, if you
isn't that what you put on ham?
Yes,
yeah,
they stick
like
it in
that.
There.
They stick it on top,
if you put
right?
too much in it, it numbs your tongue and everything like that. And I don't like the taste of it or anything like that. So, but some people do. Some people will take that orange and they'll stick it with some of the cloves, and then you simmer it. We generally just put some of the peels inside there and then mull it over. And then you serve it warm with a little bit of rum. You know, so goes out well. So I do it every year for Halloween. So the kids go out trick-or-treat, and I make a batch of corn chowder, and I make a batch of chili, you know, and I have all the neighbors over afterwards, and we have mulled cider. And
with a little rum in it.
A little rum, yeah. And I put, like, a little tub of beers out front, you know, usually the, you know, all sorts of, you know, just a plethora of beers. So we have a great neighborhood. Everybody's my own age. You know, we all have kids the same age. So
nice.
So it works out really good.
That's fun.
Yeah.
And it's also Chewing Gum Day.
Uh-oh.
Chewing Gum Day, yes.
How do they come up with this?
I have no idea. We were just talking about that the other day. I'm like, who makes these
up?
Do
you like buy a card for this?
Well, you know what Mike said? Mike actually said that you can just write into any of these places and tell them what day you want it to be, and they'll do it.
Really? I'm going to make it Patrick Hall Day.
Right?
Ta-da! You know, so this is National Patrick Hall Day. Who's that? You know, so that would be great. You know, so. Yes. So what else is going on, Nathan?
Not really.
I was gonna. I'm gonna hand you this thing right here. I was gonna show you. I'm doing a dinner. So you know how I go around to the CTE centers over over at the high schools and stuff like that. So my wife works at the Concord, CTE center, their culinary program over there.
Yeah.
And so they're putting on a chef to school event. So they have different schools like LRCC come in there, Johnson Wales, and one of those places. And so I'm doing one, but it's a great little event. I'm doing a series of four courses. I'm going to do a caramelized onion pear crostini over an autumn salad. I'm doing a puff pastry chicken with boursin cheese and spinach with roasted red pepper coulis, butternut squash, cranberries, and sage risotto.
Yum.
And then braised short ribs with truffled mashed potatoes and roasted root vegetables. And then we're going to finish it off with sticky pot toffee pudding. But they're going to be a series of the five just small plates, kind of like tapas and stuff like that. So they just charge, you know, $10 to put this on just to cover the cost of their foods and accentuate. But they invite everybody from outside the community. So
that's really cool.
If you got time, that's the flyer.
Yeah.
Like I said, if you got time to come out and do it, it's going to be October 15th. And if anybody's listening, you know, out there that might want to take part of it, it's October 15th at 6 p.m. in the Crimson Cafe. So at the
Concord Regional Tech College, Tech Center.
Yep, it's right at the high school. So it's attached to it. So if you're facing it, you park on the right-hand side. That right-hand side is the tech center. You go up into the main building and take that main entrance, and then that's what it is. They have a great little cafe. They have an awesome culinary program. This is great so that the students really know about, you know, their options. You know, like we were talking before the show, you know, their options, community college, but that's other awesome. Schools too. But I mean, it, you know, also too, you know, I do a lot of these too, is to spread, you know, the awareness about, you know, career options. You know, a lot
exactly.
of, it's important nowadays, you know, like our industry is in desperate need of chefs and cooks. And, you know, it's one of those things. It's, you know, because we don't have the culinary industry and the hospitality industry doesn't have that exposure. Like, you know, if the medical field needs nurses, they just, okay, now they get the government involved and government says, okay, we need nurses and it's a big push. That never happens. There's no federal assistance for restaurants. But and here's the funniest thing. If you think about it, if the restaurant industry is the second largest industry in the world next to government, you know, if the restaurants go down, you know, like I said, the hospitality industry goes down, you know what, they sink the economy, and it's happened before. It's called the Great Depression.
Right.
I mean,
exactly.
You know, the prohibition started the Great Depression. You know, the restaurants couldn't survive because they couldn't serve alcohol, and they started the Great Depression. A little history for you, so. So I'm always an advocate to try to go around and get
students. Yeah, it's very important.
And get students to work. You know, like I said, get a job young. I mean, I think there's so much, you know, to build from that. You know, as a young person, to have work ethic and to have those soft skills, to know that you're it's not okay to not show up to work and you know, and to be eager. I think, you know,
they have no work ethic.
Yeah, it's and it's you know, it's becoming more and more, and I think a lot of employers will tell you that too. You know, just give me someone that's just eager to work and that wants to and has the passion to do that. So a lot of this, so I do this dinners and I try to go around the CTE centers and I also try to bring them into the CTE centers. You start them at high school and say, here's a career option.
Exactly.
And like Concord High School, they got automotive, they've got cosmetology, they have fire science in culinary. So, and their culinary program's really good. So I love doing that, but it's an awesome thing for the community. You can come out and you can taste some of my fine dining.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, so grab some friends and come on out. Yeah, yeah, they'd love to have you.
That's awesome.
You
know, so we'll talk more about that too, second hour.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely.
But we're going to get Chelsea on. Chelsea from Queen City Cupcakes.
Yes.
Yum, and I think she has a box with her too.
Oh, I think so. That's good. That means good things are happening.
I think so. You're listening to Food for Thought on the Pulse 107.7. We're going to go on a short break, and like I said, we'll be back with Chelsea from Queen City Cupcakes. We'll be right back.
Food for Thought returns after these messages on 107.7 The Pulse.
Welcome back. Food for Thought with Carol. Joining me as my co-host today is Chef Patrick Hall, Lakes Region Community College. And we're just going to go right into our guest.
I'm excited.
I am too. So welcome on, Chelsea from Queen City Cupcakes, just a couple of doors down.
Yes. Hi, guys. How are you doing?
Very good. Very good. And you did bring us some cupcakes.
Of course. Of course. I've got assorted.
Look at those.
Assorted bunch here
look
for you.
Look how beautiful they are, huh?
Oh, my God. That's really
like
nice.
It's like artwork.
Yeah.
It's so fun. Yeah, we got some fall ones and then some good old peanut butter and almond and vanilla. Just kind of an assorted.
Wow. Those look awesome.
Split up.
I'm going to have to take a picture.
I know. We definitely do.
Before we start, you know.
Yeah.
What is that? Is that a cupcake? I mean, yeah. I've never. Really?
We could switch boxes.
There you go. Actually, you want to try? You can,
well,
Carol,
yes,
if you don't
definitely.
Mind.
You're going to take pie back.
Yeah.
Kidding.
No, I'll be all over that. I'm serious.
They will.
Take that back. So it's coconut chocolate. But,
oh, my God. Yay.
Every week our pastry program, you know, they do something different every week. And so they're in their pie section. So last week I brought them a pie, and then this week they're doing cream pies. So
yeah.
It's chocolate cream pie with coconut.
Love cream pies.
Yeah. So.
And you know, we were just talking, and I cannot believe it's been 5 years, or it's coming on to five years.
It'll be five in May, so we're like four and a half. Doesn't time go by so fast?
Absolutely.
It
seems to as you get older too. You know how your parents always told you that. And then you're like, what are you talking about? I mean, look, it's already October tomorrow. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's absolutely crazy. It just is. It really is.
So it does. It does, especially in the restaurant industry where it's, you get so busy. So I'm imagining you guys have been crazy because I hear about you all the time.
We are. And right now we're going into our busiest wedding month. So, you know, this month it was meeting with brides, getting, you know, their final orders in for next, for October. So it's, this month is going to be a blur.
Who would have thought that, you know, go back 5 years ago when this cupcake craze, you know, kind of started.
Yeah.
And people, you know, brides doing them for their weddings.
Yeah.
I think it's a brilliant idea. Yeah. I mean, I really do. Now, is it generally different flavors or
it is.
Right.
Yeah.
And that just appeals.
Everyone
kinda,
everyone gets to choose, you know, we'll meet with brides and there's, you know, fiance and the mom comes and she's got a flavor she wants and the aunt has a flavor she wants. And, you know, usually because of the quantity for a wedding there, we allow a flavor per 2 dozen. So someone could get a lot of flavors for their wedding and have a really cool spread.
That's a great idea. Because everybody, you know, all the time, we'll do wedding cakes. April does wedding cakes too. And she'll do, people want different flavors in the tiers. But this is, I've seen, you know, like I said, it creates such a whole, like, different, you know, schematic to them. And, like,
especially,
and it looks great on a table. I'm sure you guys go there and, like, decorate up the table.
We do. And people get really excited when they see, you know, 10 different flavors and they all have their favorites. And sometimes they're grabbing more than one because they want to. This is what we hear from brides that, you know, people have got a couple in each hand and going back to the table to share. So it kind of also adds just like a fun element, you know, kind of like almost something to do at dessert instead of just, you know, grabbing a slice.
Now, are you folks only cupcakes or do you do regular cakes too as well?
We don't do regular cakes. We do the cupcakes. We do like a giant cutting cake.
Oh, no,
you know, cupcake shape, that's the cutting cake. And then we also do cookie sandwiches on occasion.
So wait, the cutting cake for the bride and groom?
Right. So we do like a giant cupcake. It's like wrapped in a chocolate shell on the bottom. So it looks like a giant cupcake, but it's 6 inches wide, 6 inches tall. So it's like a normal cake, and people use it for their cutting cake. And they can either get it done like these ones that we have in the shop where it just looks like one of our giant cupcakes, or they can get it done like, you know, more like colored and pretty. And
that's so cool.
Wedding-ish.
Now, was that like your idea to do that, like a cupcake cutting cake?
We never had them until a lot of times couples would come in and like mom or grandma would really be sad that there wasn't this cutting cake for the you know, they were really wanted something for the bride and groom to cut.
Ceremonial.
So we kind of got, you know, into it because we wanted to be able to offer, you know, something like that. But sometimes people still want the traditional cake, and we're totally okay if they go somewhere else and they get the, you know, cake cutting part somewhere and stick with us for cupcakes. You know, that's fine. Right. It's all about their day and what works for them.
I think
a lot of people like
cool
that tradition where you save the cake and you freeze it. You know, we did that, and I ate it after a year. It was horrible.
I was going to say, I don't recommend it.
That
I mean, we'll,
totally, yeah, no.
We'll be happy to make whatever flavor that you had on your day for your anniversary.
There you go.
You can get it fresh.
Yeah.
You don't have to save it in the freezer.
Well, we got to do this. It's ceremony. You have to do
it. I guess.
No, not really.
Like wrapping the stupid thing like 10 times, you know, so that it.
Well, we made it a year, but we're not going to make it past eating the rotten cake. I mean,
not advised.
Well, but Mike the other day, a couple weeks ago, had said something when I was in here, I think, with him, and there was a couple that had saved theirs, and they were 80 something year old couple, and they kept saving it, and they kept on eating, and they had it for like 60 something years.
No.
Yeah, and they ate that cake, and it was like, I was like, you got to be kidding me. And he read this whole story about it that was here. This was like a couple weeks ago. I want to see.
I mean, like a month ago.
No, it was when I was covering one time. And he was reading off that. And I was like, oh, I can't imagine having a 60-year-old frozen cake.
That's
it's
yucky.
Like, oh.
Think about it.
Yeah.
I mean, it's kind of cute, but.
And they ate it. I guess they eat it every year. And it must have been. I'm like, ugh, I don't know.
Yeah,
I just can't imagine that. Because you know what happens is the frosting just takes on that freezer smell. So, God forbid you have any garlic in your fridge or anything like that.
Yeah.
You guys don't do garlic frosting, do you?
No. Not yet.
That would be crazy.
Yeah. Right, so.
For those of you tuning in, we are in studio with Chelsea of Queen City Cupcakes. It's just a couple of doors down here from the Beacon Building right on Elm Street, right next door to Portland Pie.
Yeah.
And so we're talking cupcakes. And what kinds of, like, you know, for people that, I mean, I can't imagine people not knowing that there's, you know, that you're around, really, people that live in Manchester. But for people that don't know and mm-hmm. haven't been there, what kinds of cupcakes do you have? You have all different flavors.
We do. I think we have around 100 flavors. They're all listed on our website. We only do like maybe 10 to 12 different ones a day. Depends on the season. And a lot of our menu is actually based off of orders. So people place their order. If you place it by Saturday, we get your flavor on our menu. So most of our like weekend menu is actually chosen by couples that are getting married because we're already making them for the wedding. So we actually just put it on the menu for everyone to enjoy. So yeah, it can just, it just varies every day.
I love that.
Mm-hmm.
What's your most yeah. popular selling cupcake?
Probably, I mean, peanut butter cup's always been our number one. It's just the combo classic, but chocolate salted caramel is huge, you know, since that became big. Everyone seems to have their favorite, you know. We have like a cult following for our hostess one. I think your brother is actually one of the members. He comes in every time we have the hostess.
Do you do the swirlies on it
too?
Oh
yeah, absolutely.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah, so it's dark chocolate cake filled with like a marshmallow buttercream dipped in the ganache with the swirl. So but we have just like people that come in just for that day or just for the Guinness. And so it just, you know, everyone has their
Guinness?
Favorite. Yeah, we have a Guinness one with Irish coffee.
Figures Patrick
Irish
heard
coffee.
That one.
What?
I know. Yeah.
You have Guinness? And I didn't. Yeah. I'm definitely yeah. coming in for the Guinness yeah. one yet. So.
And we all, and even in the shop, we have our favorites. Like someone will say, oh, you must love them all. And no, not really. Like we all have our ones that we're like, eh, but we make them because they have a following. And you just, you know, you can switch it out every day. And so that everyone has a chance to get what they like.
I love
they
that.
They look awesome.
Yeah,
I mean,
thanks.
They really do. I'll have to take a picture to show April. So, yeah, I mean, it's like you had said, it's become so crazy, you know, like with, you know, certain, some it's almost like it's like some of the back to the basics things that mm-hmm. are coming around in culinary nowadays.
Yeah, it's true.
You know, but good.
Right.
You know, solid. It's not like, oh, any random Joe can sit here and, you know, make a cupcake and be successful about mm-hmm. it. You
well,
know?
Chelsea, tell us your story from
well,
the beginning.
Well, I am a random Joe.
What?
I said I am
but
a
you,
random
but
Joe.
But you got it down, you know, so.
I did not go to culinary school, but we spent a good year and a half doing market research, basically, you know, trying out different recipes and tweaking them and, you know, but I think the craze, I think we've chatted about this before, the craze
frosting.
Is definitely, yeah, what started everyone, you know, coming in and all the shops opening. But over the years, you know, lots have closed and it becomes kind of about your product, not just, you know, it's true. Anyone can make a cupcake. It's not,
yeah,
you know, impossible, but you definitely have to go with what the people actually yeah. like. And
you have to listen to them.
You really do. You have to listen to your customers.
And your product has to be good,
absolutely.
Like you said. And yeah. look, mm-hmm. I mean, it's almost 5 years and you are
yes.
still here.
I mean,
we are
the strong. You know, the restaurant in the culinary industry, I mean, the people have an 85% failure rate because mm-hmm. in it, it's the mentality that, okay, you're gonna just go in there. You have to be a business person
mm-hmm.
on top of being a chef. You know, you can't be like, oh, I'm not going to make that because that's not how I do things, you know, and I'm too good for that. Well, you know, if they want, you know, if they want chicken fingers, then you better be able to provide mm-hmm. it because, you know,
right.
you're going to sink. You know, I'm not saying that that's chicken fingers, but
no,
you know,
absolutely.
Like,
you
get
think
the
do.
Whole theory
yeah.
behind it,
mm-hmm.
you know, so.
Yeah, you definitely have to. I mean, we tried tons of stuff before we arrived at this
yep.
recipe and this combination, and there was some really bad ones and some that we landed on the really great ones, and you know, kind of just listen to what the majority had to say.
That's a mm-hmm. huge, you know, listen to what people say. I worked for some really, you know, some people before, and, you know, like, and they was like, well, you know, like I was making a sauce once, and there's the one guy, the owner, it was a Hasidic Jewish deli. And so it was a great, you know, he was great, but they wouldn't put cheese on your sandwich. They had great looking stuff. They wouldn't put cheese on your sandwich, and he would always like, "Oh no, don't put oregano in the sauce." I'm like, "What? Why?" I'm like, "But we're not cooking for you. It's not your mm-hmm. likes. It's the likes of, you know, this is the recipe. This is how it is." But you know, like he didn't get that point. And I'm like, "No, people aren't going to come in because you don't put your cheese on your sandwich. Something simple like that is going to kill you," and it did. So,
yeah, gotta give options.
Yeah, so.
Yeah, you do. Now I have a question for you.
Yeah.
When I mean, I love diners. Like I know you like cupcakes.
Yes.
You know. And whenever I travel or, you know, go somewhere, I'm always scouting out the diners. So do you do the same with
absolutely.
The cupcake places?
I love it.
Because they're, yeah. they're all around.
Yes,
you know?
They are. We, my husband and I last year went on a New York City cupcake expedition. We went down and we used to live
it.
There. So expedition. We kind of stayed with his, you know, stayed with his brother to visit and stuff. But, oh, we hit like, oh, my God, we weren't feeling great. Probably 10 cupcake shops over the weekend, like all the big names and stuff, like they're all over. So we do that. I mean, around
don't
here,
you just love
it's,
it.
Yeah.
Do you ask
fun.
For the owner sometimes too?
Sometimes. I guess I just, you know, I'm mostly just wanting to go in and kind of get a feel for the shop. And, you know, it's awesome to get other ideas and
yes.
flavor combos or just the look of the shop. It's just kind of market research,
yes.
but fun too.
Definitely.
Yeah.
We're going to go on a short break,
sure.
and when we come back, you have some news to share with us.
Yes,
it's
I would love to.
Big news. I think this is so cool. So we're talking with Chelsea from Queen City Cupcakes. We'll be right back.
Food for Thought returns after these messages on 107.7 The Pulse.
Welcome back. You're listening to The Pulse, 107.7. You can also stream us live on the World Wide Web, WTPLFM.com. It is powered by the Granite State Dairy Promotion. And we are in studio with Chelsea, the owner of Queen City Cupcakes right here in right here on Elm Street. What is the number on Elm Street?
790. You stumped me there for a second.
I'm like, oh, no, she doesn't know that.
Oh, wait a minute. Yep, no, it's definitely 790.
I think so. I think it's 790. That's funny.
That's what I give for my address when they ask for it.
Hey, I can't even remember. I walk into another room sometime. I'm like, what did I come in here for? I'm like.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, I know.
All the time.
Do you know what I was doing the other day? I was on the phone. And at the same time, I was looking for my phone.
Yeah. Oh.
And I'm talking, saying, I can't find my phone.
I do that.
I swear to God.
Or you
now,
have
that is
sunglasses,
really
and you lift them up over your head, and you're
yeah.
like, where are my sunglasses?
Yeah.
For like
really,
a half
really
an hour
bad.
You walk
mm-hmm.
around. So
you can check Queen City Cupcakes out at qccupcakes.com.
Yeah.
And, okay, it is time for the big news, because I think
yeah.
this is so cool.
Yeah.
So let us know what is happening.
We're excited. A couple months ago, we were contacted by the Cooking Channel. They asked us to apply for a new show that they were putting together called Sugar Showdown. And we applied, and we were chosen. We filmed back in July, and our show is the first show of the actual series, and it airs tomorrow on the Cooking Channel at 9 o'clock.
That's cool.
So we're pretty excited.
That's really cool.
So it's called
yeah.
Sugar
Showdown.
Sugar Showdown.
Yeah, so every week it's a different, like, we do cupcakes. That's what we did, obviously. They have pies one week, cakes, and donuts. I think it's kind of a spinoff of the Donut Showdown that was on the Cooking Channel that I absolutely loved, where it was just, you know, competitors, three shops competing against each other for the bragging rights and a chance to win $10,000. So pretty fun.
And she knows the outcome, and she can't tell us.
I know.
I cannot.
Suspense is killing me.
I'm
come on.
Sworn to secrecy, so we'll have to tune in.
I'll trade you this
tomorrow.
Pie if you let us know yes. the information.
Can't do it. I can't. They're listening.
They got low jacks on.
Probably,
you know, so.
Yeah.
That
no,
was
we
really
had a lot of fun.
Now, did you find it? To be stressful to do
oh, it's
do
horrible.
This.
Yeah.
Was it?
Yeah. My did sister you, and I were.
And I see some of these shows sometimes, and it's like, you know, they do that. The cupcakes. Were you allowed to look at your formulas, or did you have to memorize them?
I know. I mean, I bake.
You probably know them anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we, you know, you pretty much are just going off of what you know.
Yeah, because some yeah. of the shows and they're doing some of these things, and they're like, okay, you got to create whatever. Mm-hmm. It makes it look like they're creating the flavors, mm-hmm. and oh yeah, we're just gonna put.
Yeah.
You know, baking's a science. You don't just throw a handful of flour and you know, once you get good, obviously you probably could do that, or if you know your recipes. But I always watch these, and I'm like, there's no way they're just going off the cuff.
No, you pretty much do.
Yeah.
you're throwing mystery ingredients.
No kidding.
So it's pretty, my sister and I were pretty much sick to our stomach for a good 15 hours.
I'd be, yeah.
It was nerve wracking. I mean, it was a blast. It was a once in a lifetime opportunity, and the crew and cast was amazing. So we had a great time, but absolutely probably the most nerve-wracking thing I've ever ever done.
That would be nerve-wracking, but I would at the same time I'm ultra competitive, so I would be like I'd be like, all right, they wouldn't want me on the show because I'd be like,
I'm not. I just couldn't, you know. I mean, you get invited to do something like that, you have to do it. I wouldn't say I'm a super competitive person, but you can't pass up that opportunity. So I'd say, you know, there was times in it where I was like, oh, what are we doing? This is exhausting. But yeah, it was a great time. And
those things take a long time to shoot too.
It was a really long day.
Yeah.
Was it one day?
It was one day of filming. So it was, I don't know. I think we got there at like 6 a.m. and left a lot later than that. So it was, we flew in the night before, filmed all day, and then left the next morning. So it was a whirlwind.
What a great opportunity.
You couldn't even tell your family you were going.
No, we couldn't tell anyone, friends or family, only, you know, obviously the people in our shop, because we had to close. Half of our shop was leaving to go do it. So, only the people, you know, that work with us that understood why we were leaving. But other than that, everyone else was left in the dark.
Did you have to bring all your equipment or anything like that, or did they have everything for you?
I don't know how much I'm actually allowed to say about anything, so... Okay.
We'll skip that, then. I always wonder that, because, you know, you always have your certain things you use, you know, it's like,
We're pretty... I mean, we are not that particular, you know, we just... we use such basic machines, like, we use whisks instead of mixers and stuff, so...
Really?
It's pretty, we use the mixer for our frosting, but we don't have any kind of big equipment. So it's pretty easy when you go to anyone's kitchen to find something.
Doesn't your arm hurt?
Well, my mom has muscles like you wouldn't believe because of all the stirring she does. Yes.
She must.
Yeah.
You know what I want to talk about? Well, we have like maybe a minute or two left, but just quickly, you need to go into Queen City Cupcakes, not only for their absolutely delicious cupcakes, but I love your little shop.
Cool.
It is so cool. Mm-hmm. When I need gifts for someone, boom, I'm there.
Yeah.
And I have a lot of stuff at my house too, but it is such cute stuff.
Yeah, it's most of it's made by my mom. I make some of it, but we have like a little gift area. It's all local made, either my mom, myself, or my sister. We're hoping to open that into a second separate shop at some point, but we just haven't found the right location yet, and that's really important. So see pictures of it on our Facebook. It's Pop Color NH. If you want to pick up a small gift or anything,
I'm telling you, and the prices, you have it priced.
Excellent. You can open the second location at my house. How's that sound?
Will do.
It is like the cutest
Thank
stuff.
Thank you.
It is really good.
And then you get to eat a delicious cupcake at the same time, so... well, thank you so much. And
thank
so
you.
Sugar Showdown tomorrow night, 9 o'clock, Comcast Channel 239.
You got it.
And Chelsea, Queen City Cupcakes, is going to be on TV. So I can't wait to watch
That's
it.
Awesome.
I'm going to definitely record
thank
it,
you.
Too. Yeah. Awesome. All right. Thank you so much.
Thanks.
We are going to, we're at the top of the hour. When we come back, we will be joined with our one and only Donna from Delaware. Donna's Delights. We'll be right back.